We're live at the EXT. Mary Scholes is here with me. Hi, Mary.
Hi, Chris. How you doing?
Good. Thank you for stopping by.
Thanks so much for having us.
You came all the way from California for this.
Yes, indeed.
Speaking of California, that's the name of your record.
Yes, it is.
This is your second full-length record, right?
Second full-length, yes. I have a handful of EPs previous to those, but this is the second full-length.
What was the process like making the record?
Well, this was a bit of a different process than I have experienced before because we did everything live in one room to an 8-track tape machine. So it was just a whole different thing. We had the whole band there and we were working through everything together. And when we messed up together. And when we got it right together. It was a really interesting and cool way to work. Not that we didn't work together before with previous records, but it was a much more inclusive project, this one.
And what was the impetus to do this all in one room thing?
The goal for me with this was to be as grounded and as present and as organic and real as possible. The majority of my material is all very autobiographical. And my goal in a show is to be very present and communicative with the audience and chatting. And so I wanted the record to have that kind of a feel. The way that that made sense to me was to all be present and to just be working through it together and have that kind of live feel to it.
So this was your idea to pull this off?
Yes, and it was also, you know, a couple of my band members were way into that and were rooting for it, so it was a joint.
Now, on the record, band members, are these people you've been playing with for a while?
Actually, well, Zachary Ross, who's with me here today,
yeah.
He played on the record, and he and I have been playing together for about a year and a half. So we started playing together maybe 4 months before we went to the studio to make the record. And everybody else who played on the record was new as far as people that I had worked with before. I have had the pleasure of working with fantastic musicians on all of my recordings, and this go around, we just brought in different people who brought to the project what we thought was necessary for the end goal sound.
We're live at EXT with Mary Scholes. Now, Mary, you're originally from Pennsylvania, right?
That's correct.
And you mentioned that your songs are kind of autobiographical. Do you sort of bring stuff from your childhood, from your growing up years into
oh,
the
sure.
songs?
Yeah. I'm trying to think what might have that. I do have a song on the record that's about kind of the way that you learn to love as in your childhood and how that carries into your adult life. And that's from, you know, not just family, but friends and people you meet along the way and how that sort of shapes you. That's part of it. California itself, the song is not just about the state so much as about the following your impulse and your instincts. And so for me, part of my journey was to move across the country. It's also to, you know, involve myself with certain people and musicians and life in a way that I found my own path and having to follow that as opposed to what we sometimes often do, which is to fight against it for a while before we say, okay, yeah, I got to go do that.
How long ago did you move to California?
Almost 7 years.
What drew you to California?
Well, the weather's not bad. I don't know. I had been out there a number of times on tour, and it just felt like home to me. I really love the community of artistic people there, both musicians and filmmakers and writers and all kinds of creative people. They're just everywhere, and it was very welcoming to me. It just felt like a good place for me to be going and growing my own creative endeavors.
And what would you say would be some of your most present influences in terms of your music?
Well,
besides your own life story for the lyrics.
Oh, sure. Well, I grew up listening to James Taylor was a big one, and the Beatles and Carole King. And then, you know, when I was a young one, I was listening to a lot of pop music like the Backstreet Boys and things of that nature. And then a lot of singer-songwriters. And I love Rosie Thomas and Stephen Kellogg. And, you know, now it's kind of a whole Joni Mitchell is, of course, the queen. I didn't actually listen to her until I was writing and performing. I don't know how that slipped through the cracks as when I was a kid, but I love her music. And now it's just a giant, I don't know, there's a lot of music that I find really influential and I love. And
we're going to have you play a couple songs now.
Okay, great.
Have you start with California. This song really sounds like California to me.
Oh, great.
was that sort of what you were looking to do?
Yeah, I mean, wanted it to feel like kind of a little stream that flowed into a giant river that had a sunshine above it. Like that was kind of the goal for the feeling of the song. And that's always an interesting moment for me when I write something and then I take it to a bunch of other musicians and I say, okay, this is what I want it to feel like. And I need your musical expertise on the upright bass or on percussion or electric guitar because I don't play those instruments. And I'm here on acoustic guitar and I need help to create this feeling. And that's something I really value with everyone that we worked with on this record.
And we're live at EXT with Mary Scholes.
like I knew about California. I knew it was true, but I fought and tried to fly away.
This is Mary Scholes, and you've left regular radio behind. You're listening to Exit 97.7 WEXT.
that's not just fine. I'll let you watch me anytime.
EXT with Mary Scholes. Her record is called California. Mary, I like that song, Across That Line.
Thank you.
You got him to sing on it for you.
I sure did.
Yeah.
which is a treat, because we actually didn't do that on the record. It wasn't until after the record was recorded and pressed and all that that we were rehearsing, and I just was like, hey, I have an idea.
And him being Zachary. Zachary, tell me about working with Mary.
You know, it's been a really, as she said earlier, really collaborative experience. I've had the chance to play on several records this year, and this record is, you know, the kind of the only place where somebody comes and hires you as a side musician and says, I want you to bring all of your gifts and your influences and your ideas to this and come play with me in this very you know, the studio we recorded in was essentially, you know, a time machine. We were recording with the 8-track tape machine that B.B. King recorded The Thrill Is Gone. Was not there, but that was the one he was borrowing parts from to fix the one we were using. It was really like a pleasure to get to step backward into that kind of environment. You know, records nowadays are made on computers and you can take as much time as you want. It's very, you could stay up to 4 in the morning in your bedroom hitting record over and over again. But when somebody's paying for not only studio time in a vintage studio, but also tape, and all of the musicians are there at that one time, it really gives you an opportunity to just be the most musician you can be, to really show up and play with all of your skills, all of that history behind you. So it's been a real pleasure to get to work with her on this record, especially. And then getting to play as a duo around the country, we've gotten to know these songs and gotten to know each other as musicians and been just sort of growing together and sort of trying to form something that feels very integrated.
I like the sound that you guys have here today with the acoustic and electric guitar together.
Thank you.
Really neat. We're live at EXT. Mary Scholes is here. Again, her album is called California. Mary, let's let folks know where they can find you online.
Of course. You can find me at maryscholes.com. It's maryscholz.com. And then all the social media platforms that you probably enjoy, you can find me there too.
You mentioned your songs are autobiographical. The songs on California, I wondered if it was about your journey to California.
Partly. The last record that I released actually kind of has a little bit more to do with that. And then this record has a little more to do with the life you find once you've made the journey. It's a little more once you've planted your feet and you're kind of exploring that world. There is a song on it that is not quite so autobiographical. It's called Murder Ballad. It is a murder ballad, but I have never murdered anyone.
Well, thanks for pointing that out.
You know, I just want to say, getting that record, it's a little bit different. That still comes from a very organic place of difficulties or pain and struggles in life.
Writing these songs and sort of telling your story seems rather personal. Is that something that's easy to do once you're up on stage in front of people?
It's really interesting. I have found it to become more and more easy the more I do it. I've been touring mostly solo for 11 years, and the more I do it, the more comfortable it gets. I like to be as open as I can be. It's interesting because, you know, openness begets openness, which is great. That's the goal. But then it is interesting because people come back to me with their stories. Often, I feel grateful that people feel comfortable enough to share these things with me. The goal is for them to not feel alone, right? That's how music always felt to me. Oh, I went through that. This person knows. They understand. And so I want to be that for others. But it's very interesting when there's someone that you don't know well or at all who comes and like brings you their life story. And it's really, I love to hear that. But it's also this very interesting kind of thing when I'm like, I don't even know what your name is. And you're feeling the ability to be so open with me. It's interesting.
You like being connected with your fans, your
love
listeners?
Yeah, I do.
Is that what keeps you stepping up onto the stage
Most
each
definitely.
Time?
Definitely. Yeah. The stage is why I do it. Yeah. Is why I do the studio. I enjoy the studio, but not nearly as much as I enjoy being on stage and singing and connecting with people and getting to have those conversations.
Well, Mary Scholes, thank you so much for coming by.
Thank you so much for having us.
Thanks for bringing Zachary.
Yeah, thank you.
Mary, would you like to say anything about All the Time?
Sure. All the Time is a not complicated tune. We have so many things with an underlying subtext of complication, and this is not complicated. It's just very happy. I like you, and I like to be around you.
I can listen to you sing through all my days. I want to learn your lines of skin. Both are old and gray, and I don't care if I'm a fool. Talking this away, 'cause there's no one who could love you, baby. Love you like I love you, wanna love you every day. I can listen to your dream with all my time. I don't mind it when you scream, when you're whispering goodnight. I don't care if it's a mess, as long as it's mine. There is no one who could love you, baby, love you like I love you, wanna love you all the time. All the time, all the time, all the time. All the time, all the time, all the time. All the time, all the time. As long as you say that you're mine. There is nothing for me but to love you, baby, love you all the time. Nice and slow. Now be baby, tell me what you see. And don't you tell me you don't know, cause I remember every time you pulled me in close. Cause there was no one who could love you, baby, love you like I love you, wanna love you, you know. All the time, all the time, all the time. All the time, all the time, all the time. All the time, all the time. As long as you say that you're mine. There is nothing for me but to love you, baby, love you all the time. Listen to you sing for all my days. I wanna learn your lines of skin. Listen, we both are old and gray, and I don't care if I'm a fool for talking this away. Cause there is no one who can love you, baby, love you like I love you, wanna love you every day. All the time, all the time, all the time. All the time, all the time, all the time. Nothing for me but to love you, baby, all the time.
I'm Mary Scholes. This is 97.7 EXT. Support the music at exit97.7.org.